Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's a hilarious comedy special out on YouTube right now called Popcorn. And Ivan Dekker is the host. He's a stand-up comic. He's from Canada, and he is on with us here at the National Defense. Ivan, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You are from Canada, right?
Originally, yes. I live in Los Angeles now, but I was born and raised in a pretty small town on the west coast of Canada.
And how was that?
It was all right. We lived very close to the border, to Washington State, though. And so I remember driving down there was always very exciting because we would cross the border and go get all the there were a lot of breakfast cereals we couldn't get in Canada, like Count Chocula. Captain Crunch was not allowed up here. I don't know why. But anytime we got to go across the border, I was like, oh, this is the best. So, and I guess my dad enjoyed the cheap gas.
So Canada doesn't allow the captain, huh?
No. He has a different rank, I think.
Hey, man, you're a funny dude. I just started watching your special Popcorn on YouTube, and very good stuff. So you're not good with commission salespeople, huh?
No, I never worked in sales. It was always a thing with comics that you should work in sales. But I get uncomfortable about it. I don't like when people are trying to trick me into buying something. I'm very easily bamboozled, as I say in the special. So I have to be wary because I've been taken for cash too many times.
And see, I kind of go the other way with commission salespeople because I know what they're after. And so
yes.
I actually, in spite of myself, I will turn things down like those warranties. You know, would you like a 12-month warranty for $5? No, I would never get it. But I mean, that's so I actually hurt myself in those instances.
Yeah, I know. That's the other problem is sometimes you can be a little bit too on the defensive and then you turn down. They're like, it's free. It's a free muffin with this. I'm like, take your free muffin and get out of here.
We're talking to Ivan Dekker here in the National Defense. His new special Popcorn is out on YouTube. And what is it about popcorn?
I was trying to write a joke about something positive, you know, because I realized I did a half hour special for Netflix back in 2018. And I came down pretty hard on cream of wheat. And so I was trying to think of talking about a food that I liked. And so I challenged myself to try to write a joke from a positive perspective. And I came up with talking about popcorn. People seemed to resonate with it. The joke got longer and longer. And so then I came up with this sort of 10-minute bit about popcorn, which then became the kind of cornerstone of the special.
You know, I don't think I know a single Ivan. You know, Ivan is such a original name. I mean, I think there was an Ivan the Terrible, right?
Yes. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah,
he gets brought up.
Right.
It's a weird, I don't know why my dad decided to name me Ivan. I'm not Eastern European. My family history is 100% Irish, which I found out when I was looking into it. And so I have no idea where, I think my dad was like a fan of Russian literature. Because I was like, oh, maybe he named me Ivan, like, after the Berlin Wall came down. No, we were well in the Cold War when he decided to name me Ivan. So I have no idea.
And now you never served any time as a Viking or anything, did you?
Not in this life. Okay. Perhaps earlier. I think I'd make a pretty lousy Viking. I get seasick. I'm too nice.
Well, you know what? You could turn that whole thing around, though. You could be Ivan the Nice.
Yeah. I'll be the other one. I'll show up. People will be like, oh, it's coming to the village. Hey, guys, I brought you all snacks. And I'm going to leave.
You guys want some popcorn?
Yeah, exactly.
Talking to Ivan Dekker here in the National Defense. His latest comedy special, Popcorn, is out on YouTube. So tell us about the time you stole a baby from Whole Foods.
Oh, you know, sometimes they don't look. You said it was organic, so I took it, you know, good price.
So you were also.
No, that is my son. I put a picture of my son up on Instagram. We had a baby, my wife and I, about 18 months now.
Hey, so congratulations. Oh, that's a lifetime of misery.
Yes, yeah. He's running around yelling. It's been a lot. I'm learning a lot. I have a newfound respect for all parents across the board.
My daughter, our oldest daughter just got married
To, oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And he, she got married to an anesthesiologist at Cedars-Sinai. And we love him. We love him more than our daughter. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Well, it's a great deal. And the first thing I told him was, I said, let me give you her Venmo address. And then, you know, we'll we'll go from there. But so you were named a comic to watch at the New York Comedy Festival. That sounds like you're under surveillance.
Yeah, it was an interesting title, but I like it. Yeah, people
no,
want to keep an eye on me.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, words are funny. You know, you could be an interesting person or you could be a person of interest, right? I mean,
yeah, yeah, one of them sounds a lot better than the other one.
That's right.
One of them makes it a lot easier to get through airport security.
Yeah. Do you have that? Yeah, and I know you travel a lot. I mean, all stand-ups travel a lot. Do you have that TSA pre-check? Did you pay for that?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I'll whatever they want me to pay, I'll do it.
Right,
Anytime I can get through security faster, I just don't want to take my shoes off.
Right.
You know, I got the whole thing now. I put it all in the on the belt and go. And it's funny because, you know, I travel all the time. And so I can't help but say to myself so often at the airport, I'm like, wow, it's so interesting. These people in front of me have never flown before because it seems like they have no idea. Was people just bringing like guy brought an entire bottle of vodka through once. He's like, can I bring this? I'm like, no, nobody, not since 20 years ago.
Can I smoke on the plane?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Can I just pull out a pipe, Sherlock Holmes?
That's like, that's like the people at Costco. My wife and I went to Costco yesterday and it's like, are all of these people first timers? I mean, because
yeah.
They don't, I mean, especially the people that ride the rascals, you know, the little motorized carts. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
I mean, hey, I understand, you know, it's tough to walk, but I mean, you got to understand where the aisle ends. You can't just barge.
Oh, yeah. The stopping, people stop. I like when people put their cart on one side and they stand on the other side.
Right.
And they just set up a roadblock. And they're like, oh, I'm just going to look around. What's this? Look how big this juice is. That's exciting.
I recently found out that you could get your flu shots at Costco. But
okay.
You have to get a dozen. You have to get one dozen.
All at the same time. Same arm, too. They don't even let you space them out.
We're talking to Ivan Decker here on the National Defense. His new special Popcorn is out on YouTube. So how's the traveling? You got any special, you got any favorite airports?
Oh, yeah. Well, my favorite airport in Canada is in Halifax, Nova Scotia, because you can buy lobsters there and bring them on the plane.
Oh, wow.
Which is insane.
Wow.
Yeah, you can take them right on the plane.
Really?
Like it doesn't, they're alive too, which is very strange, which I think, you know, from a security perspective.
Right. Man attacked by lobster on plane. I could see that.
Yeah. Someone's going to try it. I shouldn't be putting this out there.
That's right. There's somebody listening right now going, boy, I wonder where the trip to Halifax would cost me.
Yeah, they're like, they took away my tiny pocket knife. I bet I could get a lobster.
I could get a lobster on there. I think it's so hard traveling now. I mean, it used to be, you know, they've reduced the amount of flights, the amount of planes, can fly. And, you know, you get on, it's like an effort now, isn't it? I mean, it used to be fun to fly.
Oh, yeah, I know. And well, now it's like, it's all, there's so much stress. I go through Denver constantly. I fly across the United States. And so, you know, you can't not land in Denver. It's right. Hard to get a direct flight.
Right.
So I spend more time in Denver and I don't, like in the airport. That's where I spend most of my Denver time. You know, I like to get my high altitude reps in there. I go for a jog from gate to gate. But, I once was flying through there and then they made this, you know, I made sure to have a longer layover than I usually do in Denver.
Because right.
It's big and things happen. But we were delayed coming in and then they made this announcement being like, if anybody has a connecting flight, let them off first, which is always a hilarious moment.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not letting you off. So I had to like beg these people in my row to be like, could you mind if I get out? And then I did. And then I like run out, I climb over all these people, I get to the gate, and I'm like, okay, where's my next flight taking off from? And it was this, I was getting back on that plane. So then I had to stand there while everybody else that I climbed over walked out and just looked at me standing at the gate. And I was like, I didn't know I was getting back on this plane.
I just got back from a trip to Carolina Beach. A buddy of mine lives in Carolina Beach, and another buddy and I went out to see him. And so on the way back, I get a thing from American Airlines that says, hey, you could fly first class for $140 on the way back.
Hey, great deal.
I mean, how is that possible? Because if you fly first class on the way to, it's $7,000. So
Yeah, so it makes no sense.
Right. So what makes it, you know, so cheap coming back and $140? So, of course, we did that. And, you know, we're sitting there, and I never fly first class. And so these people that are the peasants that are going back to coach, it's, you know, you don't make eye contact with them, do you?
No, I try to look down. Maybe I'll give them a little peek here and there, being like, you know, if you work hard, this could be it.
One day.
I like to try to inspire them as they walk out. I'm like, hey, look at me. Sweatpants, first class. You can do it too.
One day, pal. One day. Man, you're funny. This is a great special. It's called Popcorn Set on YouTube. Ivan Decker is with us. Man, thank you so much for the time, Ivan, and continued great success.
Oh, thanks a lot, Randy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.